Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today going to be generally cloudy, not as much rain as we had yesterday. That'll be a nice thing. And we'll have a high in the upper 50s. It's right now in Racine, we have 42 degrees. Kenosha is at 43. Burlington is 42. Milwaukee is at 43. UW Parkside lost their basketball game to Saginaw Valley State Sunday night, 92-77 the final score. It was a D2 Midwest Regional second-round matchup held at the DeSimone Gymnasium. Rangers had earlier beaten Kentucky Wesleyan in their first matchup. Racine police looking into a shooting incident about a quarter after 5 Sunday. 12th and Franklin Streets is the location. Victim was gone, though, when they got there. The initial call was about a man down, possibly shot. A couple of vehicles were mentioned, one taking the victim to the hospital. A news release indicates that a 19-year-old man was brought into the emergency room with multiple gunshot wounds, but not life-threatening. Police are asking anybody with information to contact them, even anonymously, through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. That shooting incident coming on the heels of 3 people, including a 16-year-old girl, shot while inside the George Brain Neighborhood Center, 2 blocks south of the police department. Girl was taken to Children's Hospital. The others wounded, a 20-year-old woman and a 23-year-old man. Both treated at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency. The shooting's occurring during a fight that broke out at a large gathering. Again, anybody with information asked to contact police, even anonymously, through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. An unattended grill a little too close to a home at 1641 Boyd Avenue in Racine. Last night it led to some of the siding catching fire and about $25,000 worth of damage. Nobody got hurt. Racine fire crews did have the flames out fairly quickly, and they did rescue the family's cat. Just before noon Sunday, Racine firefighters called out to 2306 Anthony Lane for flames on the stove in an apartment. Arriving crews also had to deal with 4 residents of a neighboring unit unable to get out because of the smoke. That fire was knocked down in short order. It led to ventilation efforts. Meanwhile, the source of an explosion that ripped the deck off the back of a home at 1400 Melvin Avenue in Racine early last Saturday morning, that is still under investigation. None of the 5 occupants were hurt. The deck was pushed almost 10 feet away from the building. She was a part of history with the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which became a hit movie in the 1980s, but after that came years of teaching in the Racine area, and now the life of Anastasia Batikas is being remembered and celebrated after her passing over the weekend at the age of 88. Stosh, as she was known, played just 1 year for the Racine Bells in 1945. She told the Library Group just a few years ago that the movie A League of Their Own did a fairly good job of accuracy, though not always.
It was pretty good, except for the scenes where Tom Hanks came into the locker room. The men never came into the locker room, and they never talked to us the way he talked.
Batiga said that she and the other girls simply went on to live the rest of their lives following their playing days. She got the spotlight, of course, for her baseball career, but her obituary says she was most proud of being an educator. Her funeral services are Wednesday at Racine Bible Church, where she was a member for almost 75 years. Marshfield Clinic's going to be buying the adjacent St. Joseph's Hospital from Ministry Healthcare, which means earlier plans to build its own hospital are now on hold.
Obviously, when there's major changes like this happening, some people leave for greener pastures, concerned about the future of their positions. And this memorandum of understanding and this advancement or this development certainly allows people to have a sense of stability.
That's the mayor of Marshfield, Chris Meyer, says the sale announcement kind of brings the community a little bit at ease. They were concerned about things like the potential loss of jobs, reduced access to health care, and a great big hospital building that might sit almost empty. And a lot of folks going to start to hit the roads now. Warmer weather, going to be out driving here and there, going to and fro. Larry Corsi with the State Bureau of Transportation Safety says whether you're going to be doing it on foot, on a bicycle, a motorcycle, whatever, everybody has a role to play when it comes to public safety.
You got other factors that generate travel, like lower fuel prices and a stronger economy. When you combine that with cell phones and other distractions, it means there's greater potential for crashes. So whether you're walking, driving a bicycle, or a motor vehicle, we're reminding all travelers to eliminate distractions, be alert, and watch out for each other.
And of course, now with the change in the time situation, it may still be dark when you're heading out in the morning commute, so you want to take it easy. Build in a little extra travel time just in case. Last year in Wisconsin, 55 pedestrian, 15 bicyclists died as a result of traffic-related crashes, and there have been 9 pedestrian fatalities so far this year. The Racine County Deer Advisory Council is meeting tonight from 7 till 9 o'clock. It's part of the review process in all of the counties across the state on deer herd information, the goal to develop initial recommendations about antlerless harvest quotas, antlerless permit levels, and other seasonal options for the upcoming deer hunting season. The Racine County meeting is from 7 to 9 p.m. It's at the state government facility on Rain Road in Sturtevant. Kenosha County will have a meeting on March the 22nd at the Bong Recreation Center on Burlington Road. A University of Wisconsin extension program called Heart of the Farm is committed to addressing the needs of farm women by providing education about business topics, also connecting them with agricultural resources, and creating support networks.
Over the years, the role of farm women has changed. The Heart of the Farm provides education and stuff that they would be needing to make decisions on the farm, as well as giving them a social outlet or networking with other farm women that are in the same position as they're in. Heart of the Farm conferences and workshops give them the networking opportunity to talk to women that are more in the same situation as they are.
That's the program's Jenny Vanderlin, who says the changes in farming have definitely impacted the role of women in today's agriculture. Mount Pleasant Plan Commission is going to be meeting this week and will review an offer to purchase about 10.5 acres of land along Highway 11, now being eyed as part of a new industrial park. The parcel is on the north side of Durand Avenue at Cottage Drive. Phoenix Investors already owns 44 acres adjacent to that site. The company has not yet submitted any plans for it, however. The Plan Commission of Mount Pleasant will be discussing the proposal, or at least getting information about it. 1 o'clock is their meeting Wednesday afternoon. And a diverse group of business and conservation leaders urging all the presidential candidates to commit toward restoring and protecting the Great Lakes, which provides drinking water to more than 40 million people and jobs for millions more. Jordan Lubetkin is with the group Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. Says it's important for the candidates to support programs that are working.
We're seeing results that are helping the environment and the economy, but there's more work to do that to continue. And that's why presidential leadership is so important.
He points out the ongoing Flint, Michigan water crisis has drawn attention to the importance of protecting the Great Lakes. Group also asking all the presidential candidates to support a platform that would maintain at least $300 million a year in federal investment to protect and restore the Great Lakes and to begin the region's economy and to make it better. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Go into the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.